This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai today condemned the deaths of 10 civilians there, shot by American troops after their convoy was attacked. The Afghans died near the eastern city of Jalalabad when American troops opened fire after a suicide bomber struck their convoy yesterday. The U.S. military says the Marines acted in self-defense after being first attacked by a suicide car bomber and then by small arms fire. BBC correspondent Alistair Leithhead joins us now from Kabul. Hello.
Hello.
Give us a bigger picture of this fight, of this incident.
Well, what the American statement has said is that the patrol was on the road between the eastern city of Jalalabad and the Pakistan border when a suicide bomber struck in a minivan targeting the patrol. In the aftermath of that, that's where there is a difference of opinion over exactly what has happened. The American forces say that there was incoming fire from a number of different directions, that it was a complex ambush that had been set up, and that they returned fire, and they were defending their patrol by doing so. But the local people said that there were a large number of civilians who were killed and injured by the Americans firing into the crowd at passers-by, and this led to a large demonstration with hundreds, possibly even thousands of people complaining about the death of civilians and chanting anti-American slogans.
Now, you talk about the protests. The protests were in the eastern part of the country. Is that the only place there were protests?
Yes, the protests were where the suicide bomb attacked, where things happened. It was quite localized.
Now, these sorts of incidents have happened before, right?
Yes, to a certain extent they've happened before. The issue of having an ambush coordinated with a suicide bombing is quite rare. And so there have been worries that suicide bomb attacks could follow with other suicide attacks in the aftermath. And so there is a heightened state of concern, I think, in those situations. But obviously, in this case, the forces say that it was because they were fired on first that they returned fire and obviously killed and injured these civilians in the process.
Now, separate from this, there was a NATO airstrike today. What do you know about that?
That's right, yes. This was in Kapisa province, which is north of Kabul, the capital. And apparently 5 women and 2 children were among those killed. 9 civilians killed by a bombing raid on a compound. 2,000-pound bombs were dropped on this compound. Now, this is an unusual area. It's somewhere where there hasn't been a great deal of insurgent activity recently. And again, this is another instance of civilians being killed by the international force in Afghanistan. And it was, as one person said to me from NATO, it was a very bad day yesterday, because this mission is about trying to win the support of people, trying to help people. And every time this happens, then obviously that erodes the position that the international forces have here in Afghanistan.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
The BBC's Alistair Leithhead speaking from Kabul.